on the everlasting arms. Safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms,
I have
blessedness with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask the parents and their children to come up with us up front that are going to be dedicated today, and we're going to have this service now at this time. This is always a great time to get to see all the babies, right? Amen. Any good to see new life springing up in the church? Amen. Amen. All right. Is that everybody? All right. Guys, our purpose this morning is to dedicate each of these parents to the task of being a godly influence in the lives of their children. I remind you that this ceremony doesn't confer upon these children any spiritual or religious benefit. It doesn't give them a foot inside the door of heaven. Rather, it's a somber time of dedication for each parent to commit to or renew their commitment to raising their children with a godly influence. The Bible teaches that children are a blessing from the Lord. Psalm 127, 3 through 5 says, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." At the same time, the Bible teaches that parenting is a spiritual act that requires absolute dependence upon the Lord. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Psalm 127, verse 1. Before we ask you to hear your parental vows, it's only proper that we read to you the following parental job description. Y'all didn't know you had a job description, did you? All right. Position, mom and dad. Job description, long-term team players needed for challenging permanent work in an often chaotic environment. Candidates must possess excellent communication and organizational skills and be willing to work variable hours, which will include some evenings and weekends and frequent 24-hour shifts on call. Some overnight travel required, including trips to primitive camping sites on rainy weekends and endless sports tournaments in distant cities. Travel expenses not reimbursed. Extensive courier duties also required. I'll give an amen to that. Amen. Responsibilities. For the rest of your life, you must be willing to be hated, at least temporarily, until someone needs $5 to go skating. Must be willing to bite tongue repeatedly. Also must possess the physical stamina of a pack mule and be able to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3 seconds flat in case this time the screams from the backyard are not someone just crying wolf. Must be willing to face stimulating technical challenges such as small gadget repair, mysteriously sluggish toilets, and stuck zippers. Must screen phone calls, maintain calendars, and coordinate production of multiple homework projects. Must have ability to plan and organize social gatherings for clients of all ages and mental outlooks. Must be willing to be indispensable 1 minute and embarrassment the next. Must handle assembly and product safety testing of 500,000 cheap plastic toys and battery-operated devices. Must always hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. Must assume final, complete accountability for the quality of the end product. Responsibilities also include floor maintenance and janitorial work throughout the facility. Possibility for advancement and promotion, virtually none. Your job is to remain in the same position for years without complaining, constantly restraining, constantly retraining and updating your skills so that those in your charge can ultimately surpass you. Previous experience, none required, unfortunately. On-the-job training offered on a continually exhausting basis. Wages and compensation, you pay them, offering frequent raises and bonuses. A balloon payment is due when they turn 18 because of the assumption that college will help them become financially independent. When you die, you give them whatever is left. The oddest thing about this reverse salary scheme is that you actually enjoy it and wish you could only do more. Benefits, while no health or dental insurance, no pension, no tuition reimbursement, no paid holidays, and no stock options are offered, job supplies limitless opportunities for personal growth and free hugs for life if you play your cards right. Now that you've heard the job description, we can ask for your vow. I'd like each of you to affirm your willingness to be the kind of parents that depends upon God to raise your children the way He envisions. Guys, I'm going to say some things, and if you will at the end, just say it, I will. Will you raise your children in an atmosphere of love and discipline, knowing that the best hope for a healthy childhood is one of unconditional love and clear standards? If so, please respond, I will. Y'all didn't sound very convincing. All right. Will you communicate to your child the necessity of placing his or her faith in Jesus Christ at an age when he or she can understand the need and his sacrifice on the cross? If so, please respond, I will. Finally, will you regularly pray for your child? Will you pray that God would use your child for his glory? Will you also pray that God will use you to develop his or her talents and passions to be used by him? If so, please respond, I will. I'd like to ask for each family. Oh, never mind, we already did that. Okay, that just goes to show you don't read everything word for word, right? All right, guys, at this time, what we want to do to recognize and honor this day, we're going to present a certificate to the parents, and we've got a little Bible that'll be representative of what we've done here today. So first, we're going to give one to Dalton Bayshore, Rebecca and Dustin's son. So let's give him a round of applause here this morning, guys. And next, we have Madeline Dykes. Look at her all sucking on that pacifier up there, amen. All right. And Madeline is the daughter of Brittany and Chris Dykes, so we want to present you with this certificate too. And by the way, there's a place for mom and dad to sign at the bottom of this as well. Okay?
Well, I don't know how you're going to do this. I think you might need to give Brittany Mallory's.
Oh, you've adopted. Oh, Mallory has come to you, huh? Okay.
There's Mallory's.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, Mallory Finch, who is over here now with Brittany, okay, we're going to give hers next. Julie and Paul are Madeline's parents here, and we want to present her with this certificate and Bible as well. All right. Amen. And also, we have Mason Finch, who is also Julie and Paul's son. So we want to present him with a certificate and Bible as well. You did it backwards. Hold on, we have a backup because we weren't sure which one. Oh, how about Brock instead? All right. See, you always have a plan B in these things. Amen. All right, well, we're going to present Brock his certificate in Bible. How about that? All right, guys, thank y'all so much for participating today. All right. In just a minute, we'll let the babies and children go back to the nursery as soon as the choir dismisses. Because right now, we don't have anybody back there, okay? Who is? Oh, Kim is back there. If y'all want to go back and take them back now, you're welcome to. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now for our offertory hymn, let's all stand and turn to page 95. Page 95, we'll sing all three verses. Come thou fount of every blessing. Page 95.
Okay, I'm sorry, just look at two. Psalms of the same page, page 98. Different tune. Of every blessing, turn my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing. Of loudest praise.
Teach me some
melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Mount, I'm fixed upon it.
Mount of
redeeming love.
Here I praise my
Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come. And seal it for thy courts above. Amen. Brother Michael, will you bring our offertory prayer?
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day.
Yes,
Lord. The opportunity and freedom we have to come here and worship you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you so much for our mothers. Lord, they mean so much and have such an impact on our lives, and we thank you so much for them.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And we ask that you bless these tithes and offerings, Lord, and use them for your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Could you figure it out?
Mothers at the end.
Yes, I'm going to do that before the sermon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll just go ahead and let the choir come.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures hear me low. Praise Him, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Now for our praise hymn, let's turn over to page 6. How great thou art. We'll sing the first and last verse, page 6.
Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation
and
take me home.
What
joy shall fill my heart
when
I shall bow in humble adoration
and
hear my claim, my God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art. What's up, preacher man? Y'all doing all right? What's up, Gina? What's up, son of a boy? Emma, how's it going? Good, good. Hey, Miss Nita, how are you? Good. Becky, you doing good?
Thank you. Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, Miss Chris, how are you? Good to see you. Miss Kay, good to see you. Tammy? Weezy, good to see you. Amen. Brother Franklin, good to see you, man. Excuse me. Look, man, doing that to me.
Okay, fine.
All right, good to see you this morning.
Well, you gotta hurt.
Let me sneak by you here. William, good to see you, man. Josh, good to have you this morning, brother.
Good morning.
Josh, good to see you, man. Look at him. He is just cute as he can be. Good to see y'all this morning. Everything going good?
Yeah, good.
Good. Hey, Barbara, how are you? Good. Hey, Danny, good to see you. Amen. Good morning. Glad to have y'all with us this morning. Good. You got one occupied, huh? Hey, Julie, good to see you. You doing okay? Good to see you, man. How are you doing today? Good to see you. You're what?
My little brother.
Little brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little is the key word, right? All right. Jamie, what's up, man? You did make it. Hey, Miss Kay.
How you doing?
Good, good to see you. Brother Darrell, good to see you. What's up there, Jack? You doing all right, buddy? All right. Chris, good to see you.
Chris, good to see you.
Greg, you doing good?
Hey, yes,
I'm just,
sir.
I'm just passing through. I'm cutting through. I couldn't get through. I had a traffic jam. Brother Richard, good to see you. Hey, Miss Melba, how are you? Miss Ruth, you doing good? Good to see you. Miss Lois, good to see you. Beth, good to see you. Miss Carol, good to see you. You doing good?
I am.
Good. Kelly, good to see you. Brother Wayne, how's it going? Good to see y'all. Brittany, good to see you.
You too,
Mr. Bud. Huh? What's up, Mr. Bud? How you doing? Brother Jimmy, good to see you. Brother Jerry, good to see you. Good to see you. Valerie, good to see you this morning. Mason, good to see you, man. Jeff, good to see you. Hey, Tony. How's it going?
I'm good.
Good to see you. Oops, excuse me. Hey, Brother Glenn, Miss Carlene, good to see you. What's up, Brother Bert? Good to see you this morning. I hear you. I hear you. Miss Faye, good to see you.
Sometime next Sunday, I thought I was working next Sunday, but I'm not. I need to talk to you from Vicky's family.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Hey, Miss Nita. Good to see you. Good to see you this morning. Hey, man. What's up, man? Good to see you. Julie, you doing good? Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Let me get around here and shake everybody's hand. Good to see y'all this morning. Brother Dennis, good to see you. Tammy, good to see you. Oops, excuse me.
Vicky did talk to you about us last night.
The bookmarks, yeah. Yes, I'm going to have some of the youth girls to help hand out the bookmarks. Yep. Hey, Mike, good to see you. Morning, morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
I won't leave you hanging.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
You hanging.
Phyllis
I'm
just left me hanging there. Hey,
I'm used
good to see you. What you doing, Mark?
Morning.
Good to see you. Good to see you today, Andrew. Yes, you doing all right? Good. What's up, man? You doing all right? So the 28th, we're on. Okay, good deal.
Hey, did you ever get that email?
I did. I did get it. Hey, Della, how's it going? Good to see you. Yeah, I got it. I sure did. What you doing, man? Good to see you this morning. Yes, sir. Oh, excuse me. That's all right. Okay, we'll get everybody back toward their seat. We got a few things we want to do this morning. We want to recognize our mothers first. I'm going to ask some of our youth young ladies to help us with this activity. We got some bookmarks up there. If y'all don't mind coming up and grabbing those, I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to ask y'all to help us hand those out to the mothers here in just a minute. So what I want to do first is we are going to recognize anyone who is a mother here to begin with. So, girls, if y'all will come up and grab those bookmarks, I'm going to ask if you're capable of doing so. If you're a mother, would you just stand up in the congregation for a minute? All mothers, if you'll stand, we want to give you a little gift here. On behalf of Bethesda Baptist, our WMU handle this, and we appreciate them doing this. So it's just a little bookmark. Want to be sure and give everybody one. So if y'all will just stay standing until you get yours, and then you're welcome to sit down. Let's give all the moms a nice round of applause. They put up with a lot, don't they?
Amen.
I got an amen out of some people I ain't got anything out of. Amen. All right, hey. That's right. Amen.
In the words of Ruth's loving. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. So we've recognized all the mothers now. Is there a mother that did not get a bookmark? All right.
Kim in the nursery.
If we could run her one back there, that'd be great. Thank you all, ladies, for helping us with that. All right. We're going to recognize three other moms here in just a second. But what I want to do first, one of the things I like to do is to give anyone an opportunity to say some words about your mom if you'd like to. We'll just take a few minutes. I'll come around, and anything you would like to say, we'd love to hear your comments. I'm going to start this out because our kids are not here today, but I want to thank Vicki for being a wonderful mother, for taking care of our kids and many other kids. So I appreciate it. Love you. All right. Thank you. Anybody else want to go?
I'll go.
All right. I'll start here and work my way back.
I'm not going to get too close. I have a sinus infection, so is it on?
Yes, it is on.
Anyway, I wanted to say thank you. This is a dedication to you today. That's being my mom, and then I have another mom that's staying with her.
Amen.
My aunt, Patricia. But I just want to say thank you for all these years that you stepped up and went to bat, and now it's you and I and Aunt Patricia, and we're going to carry on and be the best mothers we can be.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Michael?
Well, first I want to thank my mom. She put up with a lot with me. But I thank her so much for everything she's done for us.
Amen.
Miss Kay, thank you as well. Love both of y'all. And most of all, I thank my lovely wife, Kelly.
Amen.
Who, has definitely been a blessing to me and to our four children, and I thank the world. Thank God for it.
Amen. 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 All right. Who wants to go next? Miss Patricia.
I just want to say that I'm just happy to be a mother.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? All right. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go back here. I'm going to work my way back up. Jack has got some words of wisdom. Amen.
My mom's a bum.
Oh. Wait a minute. My hearing's not the best in the world. Did you say bum or bomb? Which one was it?
Bum.
Oh, bomb. Okay. All right. I was fixing to say now, that wasn't a nice compliment to make your mama there. Amen. All right. Anybody else? I'm coming up the aisle now. Yes.
I don't want no
microphone. Okay.
I want to thank God for my two sons and my grandbabies and for her bringing me down here today.
Amen. We thank y'all for coming. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, young folks. Y'all got to have something good to say now. Anybody? Josh.
I thank my mom because we've been through wars a lot. But still love her.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? James.
I want to thank God for my mother because she's had to put up with a lot with me over the years and my brother as well. I've sort of had a rough start. Those of y'all that don't know, I had a stroke when I was born and I had cerebral palsy. And the doctors, when I was born, they told my mother that I could never walk, that I may never go to a normal school, live a normal life. But my mother looked that doctor in the eye. She said, "I'm not giving up because he's only 3 days old, and this is my son, and I'm going to try my best with him." And look where I'm at today. I thank God for my mother and that she never gave up on me. It's amazing that the power my mother has to influence her kids.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Denise?
I just want to say this lady sitting beside me, she's not my mother, she's my mother-in-law, but she's always acting like a mom to me.
Amen.
And better than that, she's my best friend.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? We don't want to miss out. Yes. Becca?
Well, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. Of course, I wouldn't wish for anyone but it would be my mom.
Bless her, Lord.
Amen.
That's a sweet mama.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes I was wondering, how does she also take care? How does she always scare my sister and Million insanity?
Amen.
How is she doing this?
Amen.
Me and my sister are both like child insane, and she's taking it.
Amen. Amen.
But I still wouldn't wish for mother any better than
that. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Anybody else? Yes, Micah. Oh, yeah, you just spurted out, man.
As some of y'all might know, I had a little rough patch growing up. You know, I sort of tested the waters a little bit. But I would say that this 5'3" woman right here is pure concrete. I would not be the man I am today without this woman. She has stood beside me through thick and thin, hell and high water. She's always been there. And my grandmama, I know I gave her one or two of them white hairs, so I love her.
Amen, brother.
This is where I got it.
All right. Amen. All right. Anybody else before we move on? Oh, do you want to say something? Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Yes. Let me come around over here.
I'm just thankful for the Christian mother I have, and I'll be seeing her later this afternoon. Glad she's still here so I can spend some time with her, and want to thank Miss Ann for the wonderful mother-in-law she's been to me and to our family. We just are Amen. Thankful for the example that they set for us.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Anyone? Okay. All right, we're going to recognize three mothers now. We're going to recognize the oldest mother who is here today. We're going to recognize the youngest mother that is here today. And we're going to recognize the mother who is here today, present in the audience here today, in the congregation today, who has the most children. So we're going to start off with the youngest mother here today. If we have a mother who is here today and is 25 or younger, will you stand up? 25 or younger. Okay. Okay. You're just standing up out of necessity, right? All right. So is Rebecca the youngest mother here today? Okay. One of y'all want to take that plant and that little booklet to her, please? Congratulations, Rebecca, for being the youngest mother today. All right. Okay. Next, we're going to recognize the mother who is here in the congregation. You got to be in the congregation today, who has the most children. Is there a mother here today who has at least five children? If so, stand up, please. A mother who is here today. Okay. Is there a mother who has at least six children here today? All right. Both of them have five. So.
Well, I think we'll have a baby the oldest,
though. Oh, okay. Well, she's probably going to get the other one anyway. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I didn't mean that bad, Miss Kay, okay? I just want to let you know that. All right. Okay, so Emma, we'll give Melissa the mother with the most kids. We had a tie here, five, okay? Praise the Lord for that, amen. Okay, now, for the moment of truth, the oldest mother here today. I'm going to ask, if you are a mother and you are at least 75, if you'll stand up, please. If you're a mother and you're at least 75, please stand up. Okay. If you are a mother and are at least 80, please continue to stand. If you're not 80, you can have a seat. All right. If you are a mother and are at least 85, continue to stand. 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. You're fixing to be 91. Miss Kay is our oldest mother. She is 90 years old. Amen. I think that deserves a standing ovation. Amen. All right. And guys, let me say something. This is no ordinary 90-year-old lady. She still drives, and she does it with vigor. Amen. All right, let's just say that. Amen. All right. She just got her another car, and the first thing that she made a comment was, I can't really see the speedometer on this car here. So she's already pretty fast now, so that could be a problem. Amen. Well, I want to thank, let's give all of our moms one more round of applause today. Amen. All right, guys, it's truly a great day today. We're here to honor our moms today. You know, moms have a tough job, right? Amen. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
All right. They have a tough job. A lot of sleepless nights, hard decisions, sacrifice, often going unnoticed a lot of times. But the heart of a mom continues to love and care no matter what, right? It doesn't matter what happens in the situations of life, they still love and care. God's used this special love that He's given to mothers for a lot of things. I want to thank and honor all the moms that are here today and that have persevered, raised their kids, because being a mom is sometimes a thankless job, as we just said. On top of that, their expectations to be able to do it all, to be that super mom. Moms, y'all can probably relate to what I'm fixing to say next. Sometimes you need to be a nurse and doctor. You need to be a counselor and caregiver. You need to function on little sleep. You need to be up before the kids and go to bed after them. And they're expected to do it all with a smile and the sweetest attitude. Amen. Being a mom's tough. I know many moms often feel undervalued, unappreciated, unrecognized. From your kids who may not recognize all that you do to your husbands who don't appreciate all that you do. Amen. Can I get amen that, Mom? Amen. Sometimes we don't appreciate our wives enough, do we? Being a mom's hard, even from society who doesn't value the role that you have as a mom. But even though it's hard, God's designed the heart of a mom to be a reflection of His own heart. Not that men aren't created in the image of God, they are, but we see God even use how a mother loves and cares for her child as an example of His own love and care for His people. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." There's something special about how a woman cares for a child, whether that child is natural born, adopted, or just someone that woman has chosen to be a mother to. How many of you are glad you had people in your lives, maybe not necessarily your mother, but someone who was like a mother to you? I had plenty of those when I was coming along, and I'm thankful for them. So today, in honor of Mother's Day, we're going to take a look at the heart of a mom, a mother's heart. That's what the title of the sermon is today. We're going to look at some characteristics that I believe mothers have that enable them to be the great people that they are. If you have your Bibles with me, let's turn to Matthew chapter 15. We're going to look at some scripture here. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 15, we're going to begin with verse 21, and we're going to read down through verse 28. So I'm going to ask all of you that can, if you will, stand to your feet in honor of reading God's Word. And we are going to begin. "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Father God, we just ask, Lord, now that you'd add your blessings to the reading of your word. Lord, as we honor our mothers here today, Lord, let us be attentive to the word. And let us forever thank what they do for us each and every day of our lives, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Guys, if you're keeping notes today, we're fixing to start on our notes here. You know, from our scripture this morning, we see something pretty interesting here. We see this woman was a Canaanite woman. Now, the Canaanites were not respected at all by the Jews. They were not respected at all by the Jews. They were even despised by them. But this mother's heart was not concerned about any consequences she may face. How many of you are glad your mother did not care what the consequences might have been? They were going to take care of you when they were raising you up. If you believe that, say amen. 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 You know, that's the great thing about moms. It doesn't matter what the consequence may be. It doesn't matter if they have to miss their work because their kids are sick. They're going to do what it takes to take care of their children, aren't they? And that's what this woman was doing. See, you got to understand something. The Gentiles and the Jews just did not get along. For this woman to come into an area where Jews were predominantly located, that was taking a risk for her. But she understood what the risk was because she knew what the cause was. Amen. She knew what the cause was. She didn't care about any consequences she might face, but rather for her daughter. She was concerned about her daughter. Guys, any good, God-fearing mother is going to put their child's needs ahead of their own. Amen? Amen. They're going to put them ahead of their own. They're going to make sure they're taken care of. They're going to make sure they get medical care when they need it. They're going to make sure they get love and affection when they need it. And I hope and pray that each and every person here today got that from your mother. My mother's gone on to be with the Lord. She departed this earth to a much better place, I might add, back in 2006. But I can promise you this, what she taught me and what she instilled in me still carries on with me today. I'm not going to suddenly just wake up one day and forget about everything my mother taught me when I was younger. It's going to stay with me. And I pray that you as mothers here today, whether your mother's still living or not, whether you are currently a mother raising young kids or not, think about those things. Think about what your mission really is here today. And that's what we're talking about here today. Just think for a minute about this lady. She was willing to go to someone she thought would despise her because she saw it as the only hope for her daughter. Let's take a look at some of the things that a mother's heart has. I believe these are characteristics of a mother's heart. First of all, the heart of a mother is caring. Caring. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. A mother's heart is caring. Guys, that's what mothers are all about. This woman's daughter was suffering, and because of that, the mother was suffering too. How many of you, when people you love and care about, when they're suffering, you suffer? If that's your case, raise your hand here today. When someone you love suffers, you're suffering with them. You're not suffering the same way. You're not suffering physically, but you're suffering emotionally and spiritually with them. Any person, any decent person is going to have empathy, right? And that's what was going on here. This mother has empathy for her daughter. I didn't say sympathy now. I said empathy. There is a difference. They sound similar, but empathy means showing understanding and being able to relate to what somebody's going through. You know, isn't it good that we have people in our lives who have empathy, who can understand what we're going through? That's a great, great characteristic to have. Yeah, we need to have sympathy too sometimes, but we sure need to have empathy. Even though she herself was not suffering from that demon possession, she had empathy for her daughter. You know, I believe this is the way that God designed a mother's heart to be. A good mother will be someone who cares even when no one else does. A good mother is going to be somebody who cares even when nobody else does. How many of you when you were kids might have heard this expression? And guys, I'm going to be honest with you. We use this expression a lot, and I don't think we really took a minute to realize exactly what it's saying. But how many of you have heard this right here? You're someone only a mother could love. Anybody ever heard that expression? Only a mother could love you. Well, guys, there's a big message in that. You know, that's exactly what I'm talking about here this morning. You're someone only a mother could love. that recognizes that the heart and care of a mom is different than anybody else's. That's what that statement means. You're only a mother could love you. In other words, a mother could still have a heart and care for you even though no one else might. And that's what I love about moms. They love their kids unconditionally. They care about their kids. It doesn't matter if somebody else says they don't like them or they hate them. That mother's going to always build them up and going to always give them positive things to build on. When we look at a mother's love, it helps us to understand Christ's love for us. It helps us understand Christ's love for us. Jesus loves you and I unconditionally. How many of you know that? If you know that, say amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves us unconditionally. There are no conditions on God's love for us. We don't have to be the best person in the world for God to love us. We don't have to be the richest person in the world for God to love us. We don't have to have the best job in the world for God to love us. And that's the way our mothers are. We didn't have to have all A's in school. Our mother was still going to love us. We didn't have to be the best athlete on the team. Our mother was still going to love us. We didn't have to always be the one that was in the social limelight. Our mother still loved us. And that's the way it should be, isn't it? That's the way it ought to be. The second thing I believe is this. Well, actually, the reason that this happens is the second thing is a mom's heart is a heart that cares for her kids. For example, who is it that a kid runs to when they're hurt or sick? I want mama. Mama. I can't tell you how many times I heard that ring out through our house over the years. Mama. I mean, they'd be upstairs or whatever, and she was downstairs. I was like, honey, I think they're throwing up. They want you. Amen. I wasn't going to go up there. I was like, there's just some things that a mother's love only should deal with. Amen. Amen. And that was one of them. I just couldn't deal with that. I tell you one time, I had to let Vicki handle that. Bless you, honey. I love you for it. Amen. But the heart of a woman is to care for her kids. The reason this happens is that mom is that person who's generally better at expressing care. Moms are generally better at expressing care. It's not that dads don't care, but moms have a better way of expressing it, right? Here's how a dad handles a situation. Let me just tell you. Kid walks up. I'll give you an example. This happened to Cody. He was outside throwing ball with his sister, and she skipped one up. Now, Katie was a good pitcher, a good softball pitcher. She could fire it in there about 60-plus miles an hour. And she fired one off the ground, hit Cody in the nose. I was out there cutting the grass, and he goes running in, screaming and crying. He was how old was he?
He was about 10.
About 10 years old. Goes running in, crying. Vicki says, go out there and let your dad take a look at it. I've got the medical background here. Let me take a look at it. So instead of her just keeping him in there and expressing that care and concern, she sends him out to me. I looked at him. I was like, you're all right, son. Go put some ice on it. His nose was sitting over here on the other side of his face. Amen. Broke the cartilage. This thing was shifted about a quarter of an inch or a half an inch over to the side. Well, Mama L let me know what the deal was after that, amen. She let me know about that. But see, that's why moms are called on when something happens to the kids, right? They know dad's just going to say, man up, come on, get on about your business, amen. Not that we don't care by any means. That's the way we are, right? The next thing is this. The heart of a mom is discerning. Discerning. Not concerning, discerning. The heart of a mom is discerning. This mother in our scripture this morning, she recognized that her daughter was not this bad, terrible person, but rather it was this demon that was possessing her that was causing the problem. Guys, let me stop here and say something right now. We got a problem in America, and let me tell you what that problem is. We love to diagnose people in America with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. Let me tell you what, if that diagnosis had existed back in the day when this woman was here, they probably would have diagnosed her daughter as being bipolar. Guys, Satan still does possess the minds of people today in the 21st century. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. He still can possess the mind of a person and make them think and act and do and say things that are contrary to what ought to be said and thought and done. So you see, the devil was possessing people back in Jesus' day. He's still possessing people today in the 21st century. You're not going to convince me that someone that could go up to a child and kill a child innocently, drown them, smother them, beat them. There's no way that the devil's not at the root of that. There's no way. There's no way. So you see, it's still happening here today. But this mother was discerning. She recognized that it wasn't her daughter that was the problem. It was that demon within her daughter that was causing her turmoil. Maybe it first started out, this daughter was causing problems for her mother. She wasn't obeying her mother. She wasn't doing the right things. But then as things got worse and worse, the mother realized, you know what? I brought this girl up right and there's something in right here. So I want to tell you something, moms. If you've got that wayward child, that child that is not acting right and just not doing right, guys, pray about them, because there could be a lot more to it than something medically wrong with them. There's probably something spiritually wrong with them. Amen. That's probably what the real root cause of it is. Maybe that girl caused some problems. Maybe this mom's even thinking, oh, I've been a terrible mother. How many moms have beat themselves up thinking, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Why is this happening to us? What did I do wrong? Let me tell you something. It doesn't necessarily mean you did anything wrong. It just means that for some reason, Satan was able to manipulate and move his way into your child's life. And that's what ended up happening here. It wasn't because you did anything wrong necessarily. I've known some great godly people whose children just were out of control. But guys, I don't fault the parents there. I don't say, you know, Mom, you didn't do a great job. Dad, you didn't do a great job. Because I'm going to tell you something. The idle mind is the playground of the devil. Amen. You let your mind sit idle and you start hanging around with the wrong people and you start going out to the wrong places, before you know it, you're going to be converted into that train of thought. And that's what probably happened to this young lady here. This mother, however, recognized the battle was not between her and her daughter, but rather it was against the spiritual forces of darkness. Guys, we battle the spiritual forces of darkness every day. You know what those forces are? The devil. It can be in a lot of forms. It can be in the form of drug addictions, alcohol addiction, abuse. It can be in the form of gambling addictions. I mean, you name it. If you're addicted to something, it's because Satan has gotten control of your mind and body. Very simple. It's very simple. Guys, I want to encourage you, if you've got a child like this, ladies, if you've got a child like this, don't lose heart. First and foremost, pray about the situation for God to equip you to be able to battle those forces of evil that's going on within your child's life. Because I'm going to tell you something, I've seen a lot of children delivered from what the devil was trying to do to them. If you've seen that happen, raise your hand. Look at all the hands that go up here. We've all had situations where Satan's gotten control of us and gotten control of our mind, but we can be delivered from that. I want you to understand, there is always a better way. God is always there to deliver us. He doesn't want that anyone should perish, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I mean, that's a great thing to know right there. We serve a God who, no matter how terrible we are and how bad we disrespect Him, will still love us the same today, tomorrow, and 50 years from now. Amen. That's great to know, isn't it? Amen. So moms, don't get discouraged if your children are not acting the way they should. But I want to also throw this out there. You know what? Little eyes are watching, amen? Amen. You got to be acting right yourself. Because I'm going to tell you something. Moms, dads, whoever, don't get mad at your children when they get in trouble out in society, when they get arrested for doing the very same things they saw you doing when they were growing up, amen? Don't be disappointed about that, because if you're doing those things and they're watching you and they're saying in their little mind, you know what, I love mama, I love daddy, that must not be so bad because they did it. I'm telling you, that's how kids think. You know how I know that? I've been working with them for almost 30 years, amen. Children love to rationalize their behavior. They love to play it off like that. Now, are they ultimately responsible? Absolutely. But are they easily influenced? Yes, absolutely they are. The next thing is this. Look at this right here. The heart of a mom is helpful. Woo, I tell you. All the great moms I've ever known in my life, they had a helpful heart. Helpful. This mom in our scripture goes to great lengths to help her daughter with this issue. You see, once she recognized what the cause of this problem was, she sought out help from Jesus. She didn't know Jesus. She didn't know him well at that time, but she had heard about what Jesus was doing. And she made it a point that I'm going to go find Jesus and I'm not taking no for an answer. That's where that persistence comes from, amen. How many of you are glad your mom didn't accept no for an answer now that you're grown? Amen. We try to negotiate with our parents. Oh, mom, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Everybody else is doing it. Well, I'm not everybody else. That's what mom always used to say. I've heard that 100,000 times. Well, I'm not their mom. I'm your mom. Amen. If you can relate to that, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? I'm so glad my mother said that. She's right. She wasn't their mom. She was my mom. And if she'd have let me do what some of my friends' moms let them do, I wouldn't be standing up here in this pulpit today. I would probably be bumbling down a road to destruction if I wasn't dead already. So you see, be thankful for that. Moms have a helpful heart. She heard of the many healing miracles Jesus had performed, including removing demons from people. And she said, I got to go get some of that for my daughter. This mother was willing to do anything she could to help her daughter. Often kids have no idea how helpful their moms are until they're in their late 20s or 30s and they got kids of their own, right, moms? Then they realize, moms, you know what? They don't do this help for recognition. They're not out to get recognition here. They're not helping for recognition. But you know what? It's nice that they get that sometimes. That's why we wanted to recognize our mothers today. It's nice to let them know what a great job they've done. But you know what? If they're a good mom, they're going to help regardless. They're going to keep doing good regardless. You know why? Because that's the love of Jesus implanted in them. Jesus gave mothers the ability to love in an unconditional way that we as men don't really understand sometimes. Sometimes men like to put conditions on things. But mothers know how to love unconditionally for the most part. The heart of a mom is persistent. Persistent. The heart of a mom is persistent. This mom was not going to take no for an answer. She wasn't going to take no for an answer. You know, there are few people in this world that'll go to the lengths that a mother will for her kids, right? They'll go to any length. If a mom runs into a roadblock, guess what? She doesn't let that roadblock stop her. She takes a left-hand turn and goes around that roadblock so that she can find the answer for whatever it is that's going on, right? Because of her persistence, Jesus told her, "Woman, you have great faith." You have great faith. You know, in the New Testament, we only hear Jesus refer to people as having great faith a couple of times. And really, those times were when he was addressing Gentiles for the most part. Woman, you have great faith. In other words, you were willing to come to me knowing that a Gentile should not even have anything to do with a Jew. And you were willing to just feed from the crumbs that fell from the table so that you could find healing for your daughter. Now, that's faith right there. That's faith the size of a grain of mustard. That's that little bit of faith that you need. See, this woman responded to Jesus by comparing herself to a dog in reference to the children of Israel. She's like, I'm like a dog when compared to these children of Israel. But Lord, even the dogs get fed from the scraps of the table. In other words, can I just have a little bit of what you've got, Lord? That's all I'm asking for. And guess what? That's all God wants from us anyway, isn't it? He wants us to give him a little bit of ourselves so he can do great things through us. God doesn't ask us to just give up everything we got and go march off with him. Now, he may call you to do something like that, but for the most part, he doesn't do that. But he wants our heart and he wants our faith in him. Now, I believe in order to have this kind of faith, you need two things, and we're almost done here. First, we need to recognize who we are in ourselves. If we're going to have that kind of faith, we need to recognize who we are in ourselves. And let me tell you who we are in ourselves. We're undeserving, we're unable, and we're unworthy. Guys, do you realize that none of us, myself, anybody in this audience here today, none of us are worthy to even be seated in this auditorium today. You know why? Because we are worthless sinners. But praise God, His grace covered us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, His grace will cover you if you call on His name. The Bible says, for all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. His grace, His blood will cover you. But we don't deserve it. If we got what we really deserved, we should all be sent to hell right now. We shouldn't have even been given an opportunity to get right with God. But God so loved the world, you know the verse, that He gave what? His only Son, His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have eternal what? Life. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. That's some powerful, powerful scripture right there, because you see, we don't deserve that. We deserve punishment. The second thing is this. We need to recognize who Jesus is. I don't think a lot of times we recognize who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of the living God, a part of God who came to this earth in a flesh and bone body to teach us and to save us from our sin. We're eternally in debt to Him. Do you realize that? We need to start paying back that debt that we owe Him for what He did. To be able to pass along this faith is the greatest legacy any mom can instill in their children. Mothers, you may do some great things for your children, but when you instill that saving knowledge of Jesus into them, that's the best thing you'll ever do for them in their whole entire life. Amen. That's the best thing you will ever do for them. There's one catch here, moms. In order for you to be able to pass it along, you must first have this faith in you. You're not going to be able to pass this kind of faith along to your children unless you first have this faith in yourself. I want to close by saying this today, regardless of the reason you're here today. Guys, I believe it's not a coincidence. I don't believe we serve a God of coincidences. I believe we serve a God of purpose, amen? I believe we serve a God who ordains things and sets up things and puts you in contact with certain people in certain situations because He has a message for you. And it's my prayer that today you've gotten that message. Maybe you feel like you have no faith to grow in or to exercise like this woman did for her daughter. Guys, I have good news. It only takes a little faith to have life-changing things happen in your life. It only takes a little faith to have those life-changing things happen in your life. In order to exercise your faith, you got to trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that. If not today, don't wait. Do it soon. Time's ticking away, guys. I want you to just look in our congregation now and think about how many other moms we had in this building 5-6 years ago. Look at the ones that have gone on to be with the Lord now. Next year, there's a possibility we may have even less. I hope and pray everybody's still here. But you got to be ready when that time comes, amen. You got to be ready and you got to be prepared. So in order to exercise that faith, you got to trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Moms, I know you have a tough job. But I can promise you this, with Jesus by your side, you will not fail. Amen. 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 Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for our mothers who are here. I thank you, Lord, even for those mothers who've gone on to be with you and for the principles and the character that they've instilled in us. I pray, Lord, if there's anybody here today that needs to accept you as their Savior, they'll do so. But Lord, more than that, I pray if there's anybody here today whose hearts and minds have been challenged, that they'll come up here to this altar and they'll lay down anything that's burdening them. Lord, you never intended for us to carry these burdens. You tell us that you want to carry our burdens for us. And I just pray that we'll come up here to this old altar here today and that we'll lay them down at the foot of the cross, Father, and we're going to trust that you're going to heal us. And once again, God, we thank you for these mothers that are here. We thank you for the ones that have gone on to be with you and for all the great things they have done and will continue to do in the lives of your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What song are we singing? Hymn number 652. Let's stand and sing 652.